Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. No more waiting. Upgrade your phone whenever you want. Virgin Mobile. Ring on amazing.
Now, my next guest who's sitting here in front of me is Ciara Ní Ae, is a bilingual writer, a performer, an activist, and possibly the reason that Bill Dooley Games at Hen Parties might finally get the boot. Why? Well, let's find out. She's sitting here in front of me. Good morning.
Good morning, Jennifer.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
Now, we'll talk about hen party problems in just a minute. But first off, you're very welcome. And for people who haven't come across you before, what is What the Fuckle?
Okay, so my name is Ciara Ní Ae, as you said. And What the Fuckle is a YouTube series that I started in 2017 explaining different parts of the Irish language. The videos are in English, and that's because I'm trying to explain to learners of the language who don't have Irish yet, because that was me one day. I grew up not speaking Irish, and as I was learning things, there's just so many aspects of the language that stood out that I didn't think were covered in school. So I felt like I needed to bring them to the attention of other learners.
You love the Irish language, but you're a rarity, because you're not one of those people, for example, like Audrey, who grew up with the Irish language, and you know, it was in the house or whatever. And you officially changed your name from its English version.
I did.
You love the Irish language so much.
I love it so much.
When did you do that?
Well, that's because I love the language, but I suppose because of the culture. Because as I thought about it, like, I've been using my name my original name was Heenahan, mm-hmm. Ciara Heenahan, and I've been using the Irish version kind of unofficially, which you're allowed to do in Ireland. You can use both versions of your name. You don't have to have a change to use it, which is a great option for people. But then eventually I thought about it and I thought, like, my ancestors didn't have the option. Their name was taken from them and changed into a language that wasn't theirs. Like, that must have felt horrible for them. And then over the years, we became so used to that people think Heenahan is more valid than Ní Éineachán. So I just felt guilty then. I said, I'm just keeping that because it's easier when the person on the other end of the line of the takeaway says, what's your name? And I don't have to say Ní Éineachán, and they definitely won't understand. But I want to take a stand and have my name in the original.
Good on you. And what about your family? Have you converted anybody else?
I might have converted my younger brother, if you're listening, Barry.
Come on, Barry.
I think he might change it maybe someday, but the rest of them are Heenahans. And it's actually nice when you change your name, you can have your old name on another page in the passport. So I do have a connection to them. I'm not a total stranger.
Okay. You aren't only a language activist, though. You're a proud member of the LGBTQ plus community. Was that difficult to be both at first? How did you navigate that?
It's difficult enough to be one. It's hard to be both, yeah, definitely. It was just hard because growing up there was no one who spoke Irish who seemed to be in any way queer. It's what people would say queer nowadays, or a lesbian or gay. It just wasn't really the done thing. And it's like any minority, it's harder to break out, and they might be a few years behind. Even though the first gay kiss on Irish television ever was on Ross na Rún, so TG Cahir do great things.
Go on, Ross na Rún.
I know. In 1995.
Wow, in 1995?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know
it's
that.
It's on YouTube.
And I wonder, was that before or after the lesbian kiss on Brookside?
Because then there was a lesbian kiss on Ross na Rún too. But I don't know what season that's in.
Okay.
I don't know. When was Brookside? When was that?
It was the 90s.
Okay.
It was definitely the 90s. I'll have to look that up. I don't know what year, but it'd be interesting to find out, was it Ross na Rún or Brookside? Just give them that accolade. Amazing. You're a woman on a mission, for sure. But you were named as one of the 100 women changing Ireland in 2022 by the Irish Examiner.
Yes.
How did you feel about that?
That was brilliant.
Yeah.
It was a great start to 2022. And as a freelance, I've been working as a freelance creator for the last 4 years. So I write, I do media, I do loads of different things, pay the bills, that's the main thing, and then also create art when I can. So I've done fringe shows and I work with a lot of literature festivals. But it's really tiring, and it's really nice when something happens. Like, I think they had a panel of people who picked women who were making change in Ireland, and I was on the list, and there was like incredible people on the list, like really famous people. Like Katrina Balfe was in my category of creativity, and I was like, okay, I love to rub shoulders with her.
Yeah, were you there for creativity, for your activism? I mean, the reasons why. Tell the nation why.
I can't remember exactly now, but it was definitely under the creativity heading, and I think it was saying that I was using my creativity to make positive change. And with the Irish language, with queer culture or queer communities, and also with feminism, I suppose.
Did you have basic Irish as a kid? And then when did you get really good at it? And I'm asking because I would love to be better at it. I had a whole week of trying to do a segment in Irish.
Credit on it, Jennifer.
Thank you. And it was extremely stressful because I was so embarrassed by my Irish and I wanted to be better. And I had poor Audrey coaching me to say things properly. properly. And I was there was a bit of shame that I was so bad at it and I've spent so long in school. But how long did it take you to become the Gaelgor that you are?
I'm really interested in that. Like when you started off doing comedy, were you really scared?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's the same
still
thing.
Still scared.
Yeah, please laugh. Please. It's kind of the same thing. It's like when you're starting off something new, you're always going to be scared and you're always going to be like, don't want to be bad at something. Everyone hates being bad at things, mm-hmm. especially when you're a professional and people are all looking at you mm-hmm. as you are. But I think there's always going to be a period of that and you'll get better. I suppose I was lucky. I went to the Gaeltacht in Clostachamish and I was learning Irish there. So I had kind of conversational Irish, but it wasn't good. Like the grammar was bad, which is what I learned when I went to college to study Irish, and there was people in my class who went to Gaelscoláistí and they were brilliant and I didn't know the first thing, so just had to learn it little by little. But I was lucky because as an 18-year-old you can suddenly construct your entire life around the Irish language. So my friends, my social life, the TV I watched, the radio I listened to, it was all Irish. Like I didn't have to think about my job or my kids or any of that, which other people
so
do.
So you immersed yourself?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was lucky.
I'll check out your YouTube videos. What's the boo poem?
The boob poem. Tell I knew you'd bring this poem up, Jennifer, because it's you.
I have to. Why did you feel the need to write it?
Okay, so I'll just give the first two lines of the poem, which explain why I wrote it. I'm in the queue for the bar when I'm approached by some dude who says, I hear you're a poet. I smile. He continues, what do you write about? Your boobs. So that actually happened to me.
It sounds very credible. It sounds like something that would happen in a bar.
And it's just like, it's so incredible to me that this man thought, because I'm a woman, what else would I have to write about?
What else? Yeah, nothing else going on.
If a fine pair of boobs on you, that must be what you write about morning, noon and night. Like, so I just, at the time, I can look back, I see myself as this 25-year-old, I think I wrote it a long time ago. And I just, like, I didn't know how to respond to this, so I wrote this poem. But it's just symbolic of these invisible barriers that are placed in women in so many different fields, and in literature as well. He was essentially saying, you don't look like a serious poet because serious poets are men. And now I just reject that totally. And I performed it last week at IMMA, the Irish Museum of Modern Art, and I said, like, this is me performing it and saying, no, I can look whatever way I want and still be a serious poet. So.
And I love that it's called the boob poem.
The boob poem.
And you did that in the Museum of Modern Art. I mean, it's amazing. You're getting away with murder. Deadly. You are performing tonight. Tell me about the show because the title, Grinder, Cider and Share, is amazing.
Thank you.
Tell us all about it.
So I run in a queer arts collective called Éireadh Aitheach Gaeilge, which we have over 70 members of all different art forms and they all speak Irish and they're all queer. So this is one of our projects. We've been doing a lot of different ones. We had one, The Fringe, last year. But this is a drama co-written by myself, Owen McAvoy, who's my co-vador, my work wife, mm-hmm. if he doesn't mind me saying that on the radio, and Sam O'Farrig, who is another writer and member of the group. So we wanted to give different kind of descriptions of life in the queer community. So our three characters are very different, but they're all going on a night out in the same bar. Do you want me to tell you more about it?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's my character is, as you said, at a Build-A-Willy. She starts off at a Build-A-Willy. I've never been at a hen party, but I've heard descriptions of these events.
Yeah, they're horrific.
They're chilling.
Yeah.
So she's a lesbian at a Build-A-Willy event with loads of straight women, in inverted commas, because maybe they're not so straight
maybe
by the
not.
End of the play.
I mean, the stats say maybe they're not.
They're all usually curious.
Exactly.
And then we have Donal, another character who is going to a queer bar for the first time and he's very uncomfortable. He's still in the closet. And then another character he goes out, he has a great time in the queer bar, but then something kind of dubious happens to him.
Okay. Is it over 18s, over 16s?
Over 18s.
Oh, she said it very clear about that. Very clear. Well, look, people can go and check it out tonight. Is there still tickets available?
Tickets available. It's in Smock Alley at 8 o'clock tonight and you can get the tickets at Smock Alley website.
Smock Alley, go and check it out. It's kicking off tonight. Kiernie, thank you so much for coming into the studio. You will come back and talk to us again, will you?
I'd love that. Thank you.
Lovely, thank you.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM with Virgin Mobile. Stay connected with unlimited data, calls and texts. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.